What's going on, family? It's your boy Pop, and welcome to another episode of the Sip Report. That's right, that's right. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and for that, I truly appreciate you, and I welcome you to another episode. So as you know, we are in our series where I'm teaching directly out of my new workbook, Ready, Set, Plan, and Post, which is your ultimate step-by-step guide to planning, creating, strategizing, and growing your online presence through content. And we've been, in the last 2 weeks, we went into chapter one when we talked about mindset, getting over mental blockers, anything that is standing in between you and unleashing your creativity and believing that you're creative enough to show up online consistently and be able to serve your audience with your knowledge, information, and expertise. We debunked all of those mindset blockers, right? And we talked about embracing a growth mindset in this process because that's what's going to be necessary for us to be able to build the momentum of belief that we need or a faith that we need in our ability and to exercise our content creation muscle, okay? So now that we have really delved deep into our mindset, and if you haven't watched those or listened to those last two weeks, I definitely want you to go back before you listen to this. I want you to go back and make sure that you digest those last two episodes or over the last 2 weeks to make sure that you are in the proper mindset as we continue on this journey, okay? So this episode, this week, we're delving into chapter two, which is Know Thy Audience. Now, this is huge because this is going to be the foundation that everything else is going to be built on, okay? Knowing your audience is one of the, no, excuse me, I digress. It is the most important thing when you're starting to create content, when you're building out marketing, when you're building out your products and your services. All of these things have to have a target. Hence, this is why we're going to be talking about how to identify your target audience, because a lot of us might have an idea of who we want to talk to, but if we have not niched down and we have not really, really, really targeted the very specific group within the larger group of people that we want to talk to, then we're going to find ourselves confused and we're going to start creating, you know, products and even content that nobody really identifies with. They just kind of might resonate with kind of, but because it's really not laser focused on them where they can literally say, hey, that's me, then you're going to find yourself talking over, around, and under the people that you actually want to reach. So it's important, not only for your content and your messaging, but it's also important for you because if you do not know specifically who you're talking to, then you're not going to know what to talk about. So that leads to you being confused in your content. That leads to you feeling overwhelmed when you're creating content. That leads to you feeling as if you're not good enough, right? Because you just don't know what to post. But then you go on social media and you hear gurus like myself giving you all of these tactics and all of these things that you can do in order for you to be able to be consistent. But because you don't know who you're talking to, then being consistent doesn't matter because you'll be just consistently talking to nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that I'm going to get as far as I can in this particular episode, but I definitely want to make sure between this episode and next episode, maybe even three episodes, to be totally honest with you, because this is so vitally important that I do not want you to overlook this, or I don't want to speed past this. All right. So, as always, what I want you to do is I need you to get a pen, I need you to get a pad, I need you to get whatever device, whatever it is, I need you to get to a spot in your environment, in your place where you can be undistracted and you'll be able to really lock in on this because this is going to be huge. Now, before I go any further, with the last two episodes, I also have in the show notes, I also have a free content mindset quiz, if you will, really more so of an assessment where you can assess exactly where you are in your content creation journey as far as your mindset is concerned. So you can make the necessary mindset adjustments that will help you begin to get in the proper position to start creating content consistently so you can explode your online presence. So you can click on the link in the show notes of this particular episode and you'll be able to get that free assessment. Okay. I just want to make sure that you're aware of that. Now, also, as I told you, as we've been talking about these last couple of weeks, you definitely want to, I highly encourage you to purchase the book, Ready, Set, Plan, and Post. This is an amazing document. Now, as you go through and as we go through this book together, you'll be writing, you'll be jotting down, you'll be brainstorming, you'll be getting your target audience, you'll be writing down your content strategy. All of these things, you will have a one document that you can refer to that's going to have everything that you need in it. And the beautiful thing about Ready, Set, Plan, and Post is that this can be something that you have that you continue to update and change over time as you progress in your business, as you progress in your content creation journey, as you progress in your target audience and things along those lines. Those things might change over time. So you have a living, breathing document with Ready, Set, Plan, and Post that you can go back, you can erase, you can redo, right? It is going to grow with you every single step of the way. So this is really, really, really important. And also for context purposes, or for you to be able to really follow along and really get the meat and potatoes of what it is that I'm teaching over these next couple of weeks, you definitely want to be able to follow along and be able to have the book so you can go ahead and make sure that you are tracking with me. Okay, so also in the show notes, there is two options there. You'll be able to get the physical book where you can click on the link and you'll be able to not only get the physical book, but when we'll send it out to you, it'll be signed and autographed by me. And also, if you get the physical book, you will also be able to get a content strategy call with me. Okay, one-on-one, you and I, and we'll be able to kind of see where you are, see where you need to go, and get you a roadmap on getting to your ultimate goal. Okay. Now, if you also can purchase the digital copy of the book, and if you purchase the digital copy of the book, then the link is also in the show notes, so you can get that right away. Right. So then this way you don't necessarily have to wait on it coming in the mail. And now it's around holiday time, so of course it might actually be delayed as far as your actual delivery time. All right. So nonetheless, Whatever you choose, it is okay with me. I just want to make sure that you get this book in your hand so then this way you can explode your presence in 2025. Because here's the goal. My goal, the reason why I started to teach this is because I want you to have the best year on social media that you've ever had before, right? So whether it is that you have been using social media and just haven't been successful, or you're just starting to use social media and you just didn't know where to start, I want you to be able to have the tool that you need in order to explode online, okay? Your business deserves it. Your brand deserves it, right? You deserve to be able to utilize the platform of social media platforms to be able to build and craft the business and the life that you deserve. And that's what I want to do. I want you to be able to grow. If you have less than 1,000 followers, I want you to get your first 1,000 followers and beyond in 2025, right? I want you to be able to learn how to build products and services around that serve the people that you can, that your outcome, that the result that you offer to them will help the most. I want you to be able to identify those people. I want you to be able to know their work, their struggles and their challenges. So then this way you can begin to speak to that in your content, which builds know, like, and trust, because people are going to be able to relate to you. And then I want you to be able to use that intel, use that data, use that insight in that audience to now be able to create the ideal product and service for that audience. Right? Build community. My goal for you is to not just grow a large following or grow your following on social media. I want you to also be able to grow your business and your bank account, right? So this is what we are focused on for 2025. Nothing else matters. Tips and tricks and hacks, none of that matter. If it's not helping you to grow your following so you can get more visibility, so you can turn that attention into cash, into leads into your business, into revenue, nothing else matters. So that's why we are cutting out all the fluff and we get right to business for 2025, all right? So I need you to be tracking with me. I really want you to be tracking with me because I want to see you grow, all right? So With that being said, let's go ahead and get into the chapter. So Know Thy Audience, chapter 2. It says here, now or never, I want to create the content someday. Have you said that to yourself? I want to create the content someday. Have you used that someday word? Well, we getting rid of that someday word. Well, that day is finally here. In this chapter, we'll explore the vital importance of understanding your target audience inside and out. They are the compass. I want you to underscore compass. They are the compass that directs your content strategy. And the better you know them, the better you know them, the clearer you are on who they are, okay? The more effectively you can connect and serve, because this is how we're going to grow. Connect and serve. If you can connect with your audience and you serve them, then you win, okay? You connect and serve, all right? So I want you to make sure that you keep those two words in your vocabulary or in your mission, okay? To connect and to serve, all right? Cool. So your target audience, so consider your target audience as your North Star, okay? This is why understanding them matters, because once you know your audience, then that is literally going to influence everything that you do on social media and in your business, okay? Literally. So your target audience isn't just a faceless mass of people, all right? When you look at your followers, or you look at people's followers, right, and you see some of the larger creators, and they have, you know, 250,000 followers, you're like, yo, that's crazy. And that is not just a number. That's literally, I mean, I'm sure there might be some bots in there, right? But for the most part, that is 250,000 people. Okay, actual living, breathing people with organs and a heartbeat and blood coursing through their veins. Okay, I think we look at following and we forget, right? Because we forget and we consider it to just be a number. And it's not. It's actually real human beings that we get the privilege and opportunity to be able to serve with our content. All right. So they're real individuals with unique needs, desires, and pain points. Your content should speak directly to them, addressing their concerns and providing solutions. Okay. Now, here are four, I'm going to say the four horsemen that we're really going to be delving into in this over these next couple of episodes as we talk about knowing your audience. Okay. And they're paramount. The number one is relevance. So relevance, tailoring your content to your audience's interest, makes it more relevant and engaging. Okay. So relevance is going to be the first one of the first pillar or first horseman that we're going to be dealing with. Then we're going to be dealing with connection. Connection is when your audience feels understood, right? Then they develop a strong emotional connection with you. Now, shout out to Marcus. He was my very first business coach, and he told me that people buy emotionally. People buy emotionally. So if you're able to develop or forge a emotional connection with your audience, the probability of them following you and also buying from you, right, and becoming a part of your community, right, a fan, an ambassador for you, for your business or your brand, is, well, that's what happens. when you establish that emotional connection, then the probability of that happening increases exponentially, okay? Now, the third horseman is trust, okay? So meeting the needs of your audience builds trust. And that is going to be the cornerstone of any successful brand or business. How real is that? Okay? How real is that? Trust is the cornerstone that will aid in or be the launching pad of success for any brand and any business. All right? And number four, the fourth horseman, is conversions. All right? So knowing their preferences allows you to guide them towards a desired action. All right. So once you, here's what I need you to understand. And here's what I need you to make sure that you are grasping if you haven't already. Knowing your audience is less about what you want to sell, what you want to give them, what you want to tell them. knowing your audience is about what they want, what they need, and what you can create in order to meet that need. So it's not about what you want, it's about what your audience wants. Remember, we talked about connection and serving. A lot of times we will say, oh, this might be a good idea to talk about, or this might be a good idea, it might be a good product to sell, without first even considering your audience or doing the work, doing the homework to make sure that this is even something that they would not just want, but it's something that they need. Okay? Like, not you can market it as a want, but you market the want, but if you really care about them, once they lock into the want, you provide that want for them, right? But you give them what they need as well. So those four horsemen are something that foundationally we have to make sure that we lock into, all right? So what we're also going to be doing is we're going to be creating audience personas, all right? So you're literally going to be doing the work of writing out, creating, if you will, your avatar, the perfect or the ideal audience persona, which is going to represent the people, the person or the group of people that could benefit most right from your content, that could benefit most from the outcome or the result that you give them. So we're going to develop that as well. Okay. Now in our personas, here's what when you're building out your persona, here's what we're going to be covering. We're going to be covering the demographic, right? We're also going to be talking about their interests. We're going to be talking about their challenges, their goals, their pain points, right? And their communication preferences. Okay. And we're going to go deeper into that. All right. So developing these personas is going to give you somewhat of a guide. It's going to give you somewhat of a roadmap as to how it is how it is that you need to begin to craft your content and how you need to position yourself in order to speak directly to these people or this person in particular, so that this way you'll be able to make sure, as we talked about before, your content is relevant because you're going to be talking specifically to this persona. Okay, you can name it. Back in the day when I first started creating content, my guy's name was Clarence. Now when I first started creating my content, I wasn't talking about content creation. I wasn't doing any of this. I was talking to fathers, right? I was a new dad and I was a 9-to-5, you know, I was working a 9-to-5 and, you know, just kind of, I'm married. So I was trying to juggle marriage, being a father, working. Like, I had a lot of different things that I've never experienced before. So I was kind of, you know, trying to encourage myself, but in encouraging myself, I found that I was encouraging so many other people. And so I came across this idea of creating a persona. So I created a persona called Clarence. Now, Clarence was, oddly enough, a lot like me. He was a dad in his 30s, married dad in his 30s who worked a 9-to-5 and who was, you know, discouraged in certain areas because he really was trying to figure out how to be all of these things, but even foundationally was trying to figure out how to be a man and finding out, you know, really kind of trying to figure out, you know, how, what that looks like in the context that he was living, right? And what I found is that Clarence, more so than anything else, just needed some inspiration and some motivation to know that he's heard, that he's valid, that he has the capability to be better, right? And not to give himself grace and to allow himself to feel and allow himself to be able to figure it out, right? And don't think that he's going to have it all figured out, or don't think that he's going to always make the right decision and always do the right thing all the time, right? And so I just started creating content, motivational content, to kind of help Clarence along his journey. And when I was posting that on Instagram, I had fathers reaching out to me that were like, man, thank you so much for that. Like, I really needed that. And what I found is that by me targeting Clarence, right, I was speaking to Clarence was a representative of a larger group of people who needed what he needed, right? But what that also does is when you lock down your persona and you have a specific person that you're talking to, that takes kind of some of the pressure off of you to think, because think about it. If you, the pressure of talking to 1,000 people as opposed to just talking to one person, it's not as bad, right? And so when you get in front of your camera or you get on your phone or your keyboard or whatever, and you're typing out a message or you're typing something or you're speaking a word to someone, to know that on the, so to have a ideal person on the other side of that, that you can really focus in on, right? It makes it a little easier when you're delivering it as well, right? So it kind of takes some of that pressure off. So that was just kind of a personal story that was kind of off script, but that helped me. So this is what we're all, this is what we're going to be working on for the next few weeks. Okay. So we're going to be locking in on knowing our audience, because if you can lock down your audience, you're going to be golden. All right. So we're going to end here. Next week we will pick up and we're going to delve into relevance next week, and we're going to delve into connection, and we're going to go really, really deep into that. All right. So as again, this is it for this episode. I appreciate you. Till next week. Love you to life. All the links that you need to either to purchase your physical book, your digital copy, or for you to be able to get your the free content creation mindset assessment, all of that is in the show notes. So you can go ahead and click on them and pick up your book so you can follow along. You have a whole week. This is our Christmas week. I pray that you enjoy your holiday season, and you have more than enough time, you know, to hang out with family, to eat, to have a good time, but also to get caught up on Ready, Set, Plan, and Post. So you can, next week we can go ahead and pick up where we left off, and you will not miss a beat. All right. Love you to absolute life. And there's nothing that you can do about it. We will talk next week. Peace.